welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 66. Weren't you going to sing at that point?
I don't know that song. Something about Route 66.
Never mind. No. That's a blessing for us all, probably.
No, I wasn't going to sing.
You weren't? No. Meanie.
Mm.
What's the matter with you, Moody?
Nothing's the matter with
me. Is it finally getting to you after 66 days?
No.
With only me for company and the lovely Lola?
No, the heat's getting to me.
Oh, hottest day of the year. We don't like heat. I've had a fan on all day on my desk. Obviously, that doesn't work too well with the microphone. So now it's on the floor and my nether regions are cooler.
Really?
Too much information.
Do we need to know about your nether regions?
You absolutely need to know about my nether regions. However, from the waist up, far too hot. Never mind. Mike's got news of new toys. But should we catch up on some of the other stuff first?
Yes.
Ah. Neil Gaiman. I think it's pronounced Gaiman. Did you see that the other day?
Yeah.
Did you see the follow-up?
No.
Oh, there's been an apology. I really shouldn't have done that.
Oh,
I'm very
that.
Sorry now I'm here.
I didn't see the original. I only saw the follow-up.
He left his wife and child in New Zealand, this kid's four, to travel to Skye for some peace. I mean, most blokes make do with a garden shed, not an 11,000-mile trip. And at the moment, you'd be heading off on that journey and not knowing when you'd see them again.
No.
Is there something wrong with people? Hello, Kim. I'm ranting already. Do you know who else is going to be ranting?
Good morning, Kim.
Mike, do you know who else is going to be ranting?
No.
Graham.
Why?
Did you see the story about Devon?
Devon? No.
Devon is down in the southwest of the UK. It's kind of that sort of kick bit, the foot-shaped bit in the lower southwest. It's quite touristy, isn't it?
We used to holiday down there.
We went a couple of times. I've done Torquay, which is absolutely beautiful. Went to Plymouth and did all of the Navy stuff. Loved all of that. There was a... I'm trying to remember the name. Was it Drake? I think Drake was down that way. There was a museum and I did the whole museum thing. Absolutely loved it. So I did all of that. Did Bobby Tracy. Loved that bit.
That's who Tracy's named after.
Mm. What else did I do? Basically the whole of Torquay and Plymouth. Buckfast Abbey. Loved that. Went with my mum and dad many years before, but then followed it up on my own. So Devon's lovely, apart from Ilfracombe.
I liked Ilfracombe.
Ilfracombe. It's like the town that time forgot. I wasn't used to it because, when you go on holiday as a child, literally I was eight, if that, seven or eight. You want a beach, don't you? Mm. You want to build sandcastles. And the beach at Ilfracombe was black shale. It was horrible. It looked like there'd been an oil spill. It didn't help that we had to change hotels halfway during the two-week holiday either. But no, I don't have good memories of Ilfracombe at all. No, I wouldn't want to go back. Let's put it like that. But apparently everybody else on the planet does. And there's traffic jams down there and everything. It's horrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they've all the parking, if we have double yellow lines in the UK, that means no parking, full stop. The only thing worse than a double yellow line is a red route. And a red route, they only really have those in London. It was what they had before the community charge. Now no one can afford to drive in London anyway. But a red route means absolutely no stopping, not even to drop something off. So if you see a single red line on a road in London, it would be to the left-hand side as you are driving. On the left, don't stop. Basically, not even if you break down, you've got to move. But double yellow lines are everywhere else, and that's like you can actually park on a double yellow line in an emergency, can't you, or to drop something off, as long as you are not like more than 2 seconds flat.
Yeah.
But they've got these double yellow lines and stuff. Good evening, Simon.
Didn't that happen to you?
What?
Stopped on a double yellow line.
Where? London?
Yeah. Is it London?
Oh, don't. Oh, no, that was Oxford. Oh. That was Oxford. No, and it wasn't even a double yellow line, and I still got talking to. I was going through the centre of Oxford, which is pretty much pedestrianised. Obviously, I wasn't in the pedestrian bit. But we bought a watch, and there was a part missing, that the clasp was missing. So we checked it in the car park, you know, the Westgate car park, the one and only car park in Oxford. And Mum said, well, just drop me off as we drive past and go round the block. So I pulled up and the lights were on red, so I was fine. She got out. I got a talking to from a copper for letting her out at the lights. They were on stop, for crying out loud. I hadn't just pulled up. No, I thought you meant the other time in London on the red route.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, this was the Edgware Road.
Oh, Confessions of Elaine.
No, this wasn't a double yellow line. This was a red route. And actually, the engine was running. I was waiting at the lights. But there was an ambulance behind with the blues and twos screeching. And you know what traffic's like in London. There was literally nowhere to go. We could not let this ambulance get through. So the one in front of me moved. I couldn't move. So I ended up on the pavement. Now, you need to know, in London, there are barriers up the sides. So to get on the pavement was quite an achievement. I literally had to pull forward and turn left, and I ended up on the pavement. So he got past, and that was fine. I thought, now all I need to do is just reverse back to where I was. London imbecilic drivers wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me back up, back into the traffic. So there I am, stuck on the pavement with visions of another policeman appearing. Luckily, didn't, and I managed to get back. Let me catch up to the mysterious Buckfast Abbey, where the monks are responsible for making the favoured brew of the Glaswegian alcoholics. It is a beautiful place. It is really nice. I must admit, I don't drink, so I did not partake of any of that. I remember coming back with a couple of bookmarks. I was obsessed with bookmarks. I used to collect bookmarks and books. I remember going, I did the tour, I think, and I did some brass rubbings while I was there, just because I could. But it was a beautiful place. I absolutely loved it. But Bobby Tracy liked that as well, because there was like a craft centre there, a huge craft centre. So I went and did the craft thing. Then there was the obligatory Devon teas. Ooh, rather nice.
My dad went to Bobby Tracy.
He did, but your dad wrote the book about Bobby Tracy too. Is that on Amazon?
I'm just Googling.
Your dad's book. Your dad's book must be on Amazon.
There we go.
Our traffic circles make Kim nervous when she was driving in Edinburgh. Didn't know what I was doing. Yes, it can be a bit like that. Be grateful it was Edinburgh and not Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes is totally impossible. Milton Keynes is just roundabout, 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 roundabout. I think the only way you could possibly navigate Milton Keynes is from above in a helicopter with the concrete cows as well. Milton Keynes is probably the worst place I've ever had to drive, and that includes London.
It is, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Well, is it that one?
Let's have a look. Let me see the cover.
Brian Adams. Yeah, Brian Adams and Anthony Thomas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, put that link in. Mike's dad wrote a book all about Bobby Tracy. I went through it with him, bless him. Probably about 14 months before he died, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he was so self-deprecating. Oh, you wouldn't be interested. And there I am with this book on shards, which is basically broken pots.
It's 40 quid.
Trying frantically. Don't pay for it. Your mother will go mad. She's got a copy. Mind you, technically speaking, he should get some royalties for that somewhere. Yeah.
And he co-wrote it with Brian Adams.
I don't think it was the same one, Mike, before you get excited.
Mike, air guitar.
Yes,
friend.
I know. I don't think it was the same one. Oh, Dartington College. No, I don't think I got that far. I was contemplating going on Exmoor and Dartmoor, but I decided against it.
A pot work in Devonshire, the history and products of the Bobby Tracy potteries.
There you go.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah. But I sat there and I manfully went through every single page with him while Mike sorted my mother's computer out.
Whilst I was upgrading a Windows 10 computer.
Yeah, could have been a while. You know, it's very difficult to go through every page and sort of, when you haven't got a clue what's going on. But I did start saying, once there was a map, I said, oh, that's where I went. And there was this bit up here and there was a garden thing over there. And I did manage to keep him entertained for over an hour with his own book somehow.
You did.
I did.
Bless.
I know. Anyway, what's happening down in Devon is they've been overrun with people. It's far too people-y in Devon. I wonder how Graham's getting on. I don't think Graham's that close to it, luckily. But all these people who are illegally parked have had their numbers taken and photographs taken, and they will be summoned in due course. Why do people feel the need to leave their own homes? If you are warm, open a window, put a fan on, or go in the garden. But no, they've gone to Graham's garden. Poor Graham.
Friend of ours has just posted on Facebook, said Sky News is currently showing a video of people on Brighton Beach drinking pints. WTF.
I give up. I do, honestly. I mean, at the moment, the figures are actually down today. They are still banging on about the children going back to school. Basically, I think the schools don't want to go back with all the children. They'll take the at-risk children, but they don't particularly want to take everybody back. The school I'm a governor at, it would be very difficult, but you've just got to leave them to it to do their risk assessment. But I would say globally, they don't particularly want the kids back, do they, the schools?
No.
But according to Boris, we're going to be looked, 27th of May is going to be the next time that restrictions are looked at. But he hasn't changed anything since 6 weeks ago, but people are just acting as though, oh, whatever. There will be a second peak, and I do not wish to be part of it. So do people have air conditioning in the UK? Not generally, Kim, no. Central heating we have. Virtually every house would have central heating, but air conditioning's a little bit more specialised. We don't get that many days when it would be beneficial, to be honest. So it would be considered to be like a heck of an expense and not used that often. But days like today, it's horrible. It's just far too... Well, if you can imagine a house with no air conditioning and it's very, very warm.
I've got my little USB fan.
I'm going to have to dig out my USB fan because the one I've got on my nether regions, as I said, my legs are fine. But I do have a fan on the desk. It's probably about a 10-inch fan. It's a really good one, actually. We've used it for a long time, haven't we? Yeah. Apart from the one that broke. Mm. It's not even making a noise. So that it's neat enough to go on my desk. But air conditioning would be lovely. I remember saying to Mike, I'm not bothered in the slightest about the central heating that we have. Ours hasn't been turned on since the last millennia. But air conditioning would be really nice. I guess the problem with air conditioning, given what we do, is it would probably be too noisy. You'd probably pick it up on the microphones. But no, not many houses have air conditioning. Our idea of air conditioning is opening a window and hoping. Good morning, Paul. I bet loads of people in Australia have got air conditioning, haven't they? I bet it's lovely over there. Are ceiling fans popular? No, we don't have many that have ceiling fans either. Pretty much in the middle of every room, you'll find either a light bulb or a light fitting. But very few people seem to have ceiling fans. The only place I've seen those and would say they're pretty popular is like cafes. I'm thinking of one in town that used to have one. Mm. But no, we've never had one. We've never had one. So basically freestanding fans or desk fans. I'm just trying to think, actually. What's the most popular sort of air cooling thing here? We did actually have a portable air conditioner.
But racket.
Oh, it made a noise. it did cool the room, but you had to fill it with ice. So then we needed an ice machine to put the ice in it. It's ridiculous. And then the ice machine made a noise. So basically everything just made a noise.
The ice machine broke in the end.
The ice machine gave up the ghost, didn't it? I think we overdid it. What we do is we buy ice in bags usually, rather than do our own. We could obviously do our own, but it's like, do you know, I've not got the time. I don't know now what we'd do with ice because you'd be limited in how much you could buy.
We might need some more, actually.
Well, we might have to buy ice bags and do our own. Thing is, with a bag of ice, you can get far more from a bag of ice than you would do if you did yours. So the bags are about 1.5 kilos, something like that, probably about 3 or 4 pounds in weight. And it's just ice, and we buy it from like local stores in bags. I don't think it's worth going out just to get the ice, though, do you?
No.
What we do, when the when we cheat with the ice, there is another way to cheat, isn't there, Mike? A lovely, easy way to cheat, which is we have 2 litre bottles of water. If you take out about 3 inches worth at the top and then screw the top back on and just stick it in the freezer, if Mike gets it out when he gets up in the morning, then it pretty much stays cool all day. It heats up during the day, so the ice turns to water, but the ice is so solid in a 2 litre bottle that you get this like huge shard of ice in the middle, and it will probably last till mid-afternoon, I would say. And so the water stays cold. But you then need a huge freezer to put like 22 litre bottles of water in. But that's like the best we can do. It's not good. No, we definitely need to do something about the ice. Paul says they build for summer, so plenty of air conditioning, but you freeze in winter. And Kim's got a Vornado fan. Sounds like a jet engine. That sounds like my old air conditioner.
2 kilos of ice cubes.
Yeah.
£1.15.
Well, that's not bad if they could get it here.
Yeah.
Sling some in. How far wrong can they go? Unless they deliver a bag of water. Make your own ice. So, Simon says he saw something on Facebook. Thanks to whoever told my mother that WTF stands for wow, that's fantastic. There was, you know, I saw one the other day and it's like, people do believe it. Somebody had thought that LOL meant lots of love and they were putting it at the end of anything.
My ex-boss, ex-ex-ex-boss, used to think LOL was lots of love.
Your friends are dangerous. Oh, no. Anthony says he did have air conditioning, but only until 3 o'clock today. Turned it on and it was dead. Oh, no. Is it one of the installed ones, Anthony, that you'd have to have somebody out to? Like heating? See, that's the benefit of having it just push it around like a fan. What we do have in the fan department is a huge black fan. It's literally industrial. I think we have 3 of them, didn't we? But there's like rubber feet on that I think have come off. We've had them years. And obviously with a dog, it sucks the fur in at the back and then the cleaning of it is a nightmare. But it is absolutely huge. If you bring that up, put it on the desk and turn that on, it would probably blow the iMac off the desk. It's that good.
I could get 10 bags of ice. Not that we've got room in the freezer for it.
You're allowed 10?
Yeah.
I'd like to know why I'm not allowed more than 2 Dioralite.
Because it's medicinal, probably.
Oh, I'm not going to take the lot. It's not like I'm going to commit suicide, is it, with Dioralite, for crying out loud?
They don't know that.
I don't think it's possible to commit suicide with Dioralite. Mm. Dioralite is an electrolyte thing that balances fluids.
And ice cream.
Oh, now I've lost him. Now he's into ice cream,
yeah,
so he's gone.
Out of stock.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Ah, freestanding with a hose that goes through the wall. Yeah, that's what we're all saying. It's very, very noisy. I'm sure by now, this one must have been about 12 years ago that I had. I would hope they were quieter these days. There's also that other fan thing, which is a Dyson. You know, the one that looks like a lollipop, basically. It's like a circle and there's no blades in it. It does some kind of centrifugal air thing. That's totally silent. So that might be an idea, but I must admit, I don't really like Dyson. One, their products are absolutely exorbitantly expensive. And two, he's an idiot. But apart from that... Oh dear, Paul, that's bad news. Used to have a celebrity vet. Used to send cards to people whose pet had died, adding LOL, thinking it was lots of love. Do you know, maybe it should just be both. Maybe it just should be both and leave it be.
iOS 13.5 is out.
Not another one. I only updated yesterday.
My mother will be on the phone again.
Oh, just tell her to leave it be. Until it's broken, leave it be.
This is the one that lets you unlock your iPhone whilst you're wearing a mask.
Only by showing you the code pad. So if you're wearing gloves, you're knackered. It's not like they've done some magic, is it? They'll wave magic beans at it. Oh, and now it can recognise you from half a square inch of your nose. No, it's not magic, Mike.
Magic Mike?
So, no, it's not magic, comma, Mike. Before he gets giddy. You see, you're talking about this LOL and WTF. Who didn't know what Magic Mike was?
I didn't.
No.
No.
Until somebody called him Magic Mike at work and I said, pardon?
Then I had to Google it.
And he Googled it. Luckily, he didn't have the adult search, the child-friendly search on. So he got lots of pictures of Magic Mike. He is now fully aware of what Magic Mike is. You're not fit to be let out, Mike. You're not.
No.
We didn't get a card off the vet, did we, when Maya died?
No.
But they did look after him.
Yeah.
I was on the phone to them every 2 seconds. It only took 2 days to get the ashes back, but you should have heard me. I was on the phone every 2 seconds, and eventually, like, I'd only just hung up, and they rang and said, he's here. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. They were very, very good, though. Remember that. Mm. Particularly, obviously, there's people with pets there, so you're walking in and you're seeing pets when you've lost yours. And it came back in a box, all wrapped up in tissue paper inside and a beautiful pouch thing. And instead of handing him over the counter, which I was expecting, she insisted on walking all the way round and actually coming out and giving me the box, which I appreciated. So that's where Lola's going. That's going to be Lola's vet when we finally venture out of the house, because they were very, very good. And I think I've tried every other vet, and I think I'm blacklisted from 99% of them anyway. I'm not allowed back here. They weren't good enough for my dog, basically.
Kim, go check that link.
I'm a bit picky. Oh, Kim doesn't know what Magic Mike is. Brace yourself, Kim. Oh, yes. Once you find out, imagine you overhearing a conversation where a lady from work says to Mike, oh, Mike, you're Magic Mike. I was concerned. The Dyson just has a fan in the base, doesn't it? I don't like Dyson because he pro-Brexit stands. I don't like Dyson full stop. He was the one, pro-Brexit or otherwise, that was taking jobs out of this country while at the same time criticising the country. It's like, and it, the prices are ludicrous. Kim now is apprised, yes, of what Magic Mike is.
Kim's also sending me lots of love.
You have to interpret it. It's all in the inflection,
so
Mike.
So is Simon.
Yeah. Yes, I must admit, there was a time I wasn't aware what Magic Mike was. Then I discovered it. Oh, my.
Why didn't you tell me? Well, do you assume I knew?
Well, yes. One, I assumed you knew, and two, by the time I'd got back. Anyway, we've got new incoming toys shortly, haven't we?
We have.
Microsoft.
Microsoft lists.
I'll put the link in. You explain what's going on.
It is a new service from Microsoft in their 365 subscription.
Or Microsoft
365. Or as here, it says 355. So we've lost 10 whatever.
Maybe the 10 days are 10 bank holidays to make up for the ones we've missed.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting another one.
We will have missed 4 bank holidays in this debacle.
And it's all to do with creating lists. So lists of computer equipment, lists of issues.
Tasks, bugs.
Lists of tasks.
Basically, it sounds like Trello.
Yeah.
Is there any overlap with Trello? Or Asana, or Zendkit, basically Kanban boards, or is it just lists?
Isn't that what Planner is?
Mm.
Planner's a Kanban board.
This is what I don't understand with Microsoft.
It all gets very hazy.
Exactly. You've got lists. You've got Planner, which uses the concept of buckets, which to everybody else is boards, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got Microsoft To Do. You've also got To Do items in Outlook. So I must admit, it's not just hazy. I get very confused. Is it something we'd all be racing towards?
I'll try it.
Or are we just going to say, Notion?
No, I'll try it.
Well, it's not actually available yet, is it?
But it's...
You know Microsoft for pre-announcing stuff.
Bit like Apple.
That's true. Don't get me going on Apple. Do you realise we're only a month and a couple of days away from WWDC? We should actually only be less than 2 weeks away from WWDC. The princess wants to go out, Mike.
Does she?
Yes, she's barked 3 times now. I think that means she actually does want to go out. as opposed to not actually wanting to go out, just annoying the knickers off Daddy. Which she tried this afternoon, but I was wise to it. I was wise to it. Not sure you'd be upset with that comparison. Yes. Didn't Microsoft buy Wunderlist? They did. And that was about 2.5 years ago. They kept it running alongside. They basically wanted the technology from it in their own product, which is Microsoft to do. But they did leave the Wunderlist app available for download. And everything worked exactly the same way as it did before until the 6th of May. And on the 6th of May, they pulled the plug. The apps are no longer available. The server system back end doesn't work. It's all gone. The guy who originally coded Wunderlist wanted to buy it back. I thought that was a bit disingenuous because obviously he'd made a fortune selling it to them. And he must have known they were not going to keep a product exactly as it was. They were going to Microsoftize it. And that's what they did. So Microsoft To Do is actually incredibly capable in terms of a to-do list. It's you look at it and you think, that's pretty basic. But actually, it's fairly decent. Just the fact that you can share to-dos. When you think about something like OmniFocus, which costs a fortune. I bought the Mac one, the iOS, the iPad one, the iPhone one, and I bought it for version 1, 2 and 3. I must have spent hundreds on it. And I can't share a to-do. Whereas Microsoft To-Do is free and I could share a list with Mike and we could collaborate on it. So actually, it's fairly capable. It's just the fact they seem to muddy the water with how many apps they have that are capable of managing to-dos. In which case you think, well, which is the best one? You then need to look at your particular circumstances. For instance, I think Outlook for Mac, it didn't initially have support for the tasks, I think. And there's two items still missing on it now. Let's have a look. Obviously, the mail's there. So that's not too bad. The calendars are there. They work okay. Then there's your contacts. It says people, tasks and notes. These features are on the way. We'll let you know when they're ready. In the meanwhile, you can use people, tasks and notes, but you need to switch back to the standard version of Outlook. What it's talking about is there is a new version of Outlook, a completely different interface. And it is actually really nice. So I switched to it. But obviously, half of it's missing. So there's an example where, you know, you want the best of the mail and the calendar, and then you lose half the other functionality. It's very annoying. It is very, very annoying. But again, there's tasks in there. So if I'm collaborating via email or I'm putting them on my calendar, it would make sense to use the tasks in there and not to do. But then to do's got a really nice mobile app. So it's Microsoft. They never seem to have a strategy that's coherent and self-contained. They seem to go off in 20 different directions, see which one catches the imagination, and then go with that one. And if that's not the one that you've gone with, then you've got a problem. But they had a clause in the purchase to stop the original owners from doing something similar. I would imagine that they would. They have gone on and done some other stuff, but I agree with you. Then there must have been something. Otherwise, they'd just build it up again and off they'd go. Does the article say Wunderlist is coming? It's going to roll out first to what Microsoft call e-clients, which is enterprise level clients. So we have two different, in fact, we've got between us, we've got three different versions of Office. So we both have a personal Microsoft 365 subscription. So the standard, what used to be Office 365. And that's like consumer stroke prosumer level. We went for that with our standard email addresses as being that standard. That's what everybody has. But we also have at corporate level on my company, we have an e-installation, an enterprise level. The enterprise level lets you, it's more like having a business level G Suite account where you get to control the, what do they call it? There's a word that they use that's never used anywhere else. But basically, it's managing the organisation. So you get to choose at organisation level what's enabled and what's disabled. So because of that, it rolls out to the enterprise first. And then you need to go into the back end of it and put a tick in a box. I would reckon autumn, late summer, autumn. But Microsoft have actually, I mean, they're all quite quiet at the moment, aren't they, with the COVID thing. But I think Microsoft would have been fairly quiet now anyway. They do have their conference, but I think they're all going to pretty much gear up for October. Because when Apple have their iPhone event, either 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after, Microsoft are going to have an event, and that's the one that they're going to finally have Neo and Duo available for purchase. Now, Neo and Duo were mentioned last year in their hardware event, which was where they released new Surface devices. Neo was the second one, I think. Duo was what they announced first. Duo is basically like a big iPad with a foldable screen. So you fold it open, but it's like origami. Literally, you can twist this thing round. There's a full keyboard which slides half over a bigger screen, and then it becomes that you can type on the keyboard. That one they talked about first, and when we were all thinking, wow, you know, that's something completely new. They then announced that with it came a thing called Neo. Now, I think I've got those the right way around, but it's a while since I watched the video. That's basically a phone that turns into a tablet. So you fold it outwards, like opening a book, and you've then got a larger screen to go on. I have no idea how much these things are going to be, because hardware-wise, they're cutting edge. The reason they announced them an entire year earlier was that they fully understand now that they cannot release a device and it only have Microsoft software on it. They appreciate they need the developers to develop for it. That however big Microsoft are, they cannot provide absolutely everything. You need basically an app store like Apple built. So if you remember iPhone 1, it only had stock apps. It wasn't until iPhone 3G that the App Store was born, and you could then go in and buy other apps. There's millions of apps now, isn't there? There's no way Apple could have made them all. So they opened it up. Actually, it was the way to go for them, because although they didn't want, Steve Jobs in particular didn't want that. He wanted his walled garden and he wanted only Apple stuff on it. And I can understand why. But it turned out to be a great manoeuvre for them financially, because obviously they get 30% of anything that anybody puts in their garden. Maybe that's where Microsoft are heading, where they would need to invest less in development because they can get third party developers to develop, and then they can take a certain percentage by having the devices only allow installations from specific stores, basically their stores. And that's coming out in the autumn. So it would make sense that there'll be at least one event, but probably more than one. I'd reckon at least two, but possibly three. One event will be educational, and that wouldn't be a hardware style event. It would be more of like WWDC without the keynote. So it's an event that developers would go to and they would sit through technical sessions. That will probably happen online. In fact, they'll probably all happen online now. And then there'll be an event which will be the new hardware. There could be a separate one for the software. Although Microsoft aren't frightened about having an event that's 3.5 hours long. So it might only be the one. I'm saying this is autumn time, isn't it? But it's e-accounts first. Enterprise level first. Yeah. If we get it and we can enable it, then we can show it, can't we? If we can get it enabled on our enterprise account, then we'll show you. Yeah. To show you what it's like. I'm talking about Neo and Duo. Quite fancy those, you know. But for the fact they're Microsoft. They do look amazing hardware, you've got to admit.
Yeah.
If they're as good as they look. Yeah. And your Surface is as good as it looks.
It is.
Yeah, so Mike might be persuaded. Well, we're not going on holiday this year, are we? We've decided to preserve life everywhere and stay here. Because if we go on holiday, there'll be a calamity. We have to warn the entire populace if we're going on holiday. So we're not going to do that. So if we're here, we're not spending money on it, are we? Does that mean we can buy more kit?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I've got something that'll surprise Mike in the shopping stakes. I was innocently wandering around Morrison's, as I do, virtually.
Virtually.
We don't print much, do we? This must be understood. No. Printers are spawn of the devil.
So but you bought a printer?
No, I didn't buy a printer. No, absolutely not. Thing with printers is, a colour one would be fabulous, and we did have a colour one, and it was fabulous. But it just kind of gave up the ghost, unfortunately, and it was amazing it worked on a Mac anyway. So we went back to just a black and white laser printer. And at one point, I was printing quite a bit, and I remember getting something like 30 times 5, so 150 reams of paper that I had in the house secreted all over the place. But I think I finally reached the end of it. I must admit, this was 24 years ago I bought this paper. So we were in the need for printer paper. Now, we don't need to print anything out particularly, but locally we have a lady who doesn't get out, can't get out, and nobody seems to be, she's not online either, nobody seems to be delivering the newsletter to her, the church newsletter. So we're printing it out, and the printer's creaking greatly. So anyway, it only printed out the first few pages. So I said, what's wrong with it now? Anyway, we're out of paper. So I had to go and find paper. I can't tell you how tricky that was. That was a shopping with Elaine moment, that.
It was.
But anyway, I managed to get some paper eventually, not simple. I'll tell the full story on MacBytes on a shopping with Elaine. But I was innocently meandering around Morrison's, and because I'd looked up something, it said you might be interested in this. And I was only on my phone. I'm like, what is it? I can't even see what it is. Anyway, it was a ream of paper. This ream of paper was £3.50. So I'm thinking to myself, that's expensive for a ream of paper. And then I multiplied it by 10, thought that's £35 for 10, half it. Actually, that's less than £20. It's £17.50, isn't it? Mm. So it's actually cheaper to buy 5 reams of paper from Morrison's than Amazon. I would never have pegged that. So I'm thinking to myself, I know what the trick is. Because this is what they do online when you're trying to buy it. It's not 80 grams, it's 70 grams. And 70 grams may get stuck in your printer. Anyway, I managed to get down into the small print underneath the printed in Hong Kong because I'm thinking, what weight is this paper? And it's 80 grams. So I thought it might be worth sticking one in the basket to see what the quality is like for the next time I run out of paper, which should be about 2033, I think. Now I've got 5 reams. We'll see how that goes. I was just talking when you were lowering about Microsoft Outlook for Mac. Have you enabled the new view?
I don't know, but I did mean to ask you something yesterday.
Ooh, he's got a question. But don't leave us hanging, go on.
When did deleted items become rubbish?
What? In where?
In your folder list.
So it is. Oh, is that a British thing? That's terribly British. It's not trash, is it? It could be because you have your Google Mail set to British.
Could be.
Because, what is it in Google Mail?
Bin.
But in America, if you set your primary language to US, it changes it to trash.
Yeah.
You see, you learn something every day.
You do.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. It's a bit like Apple. If you set your preferences to America or you leave them alone, it says like, hiya, buddy, on the site. But if you click the Union Jack and you set it to British, it says good morning.
Yeah.
They must think we're incredibly formal here. They're clearly not visited MacBytes headquarters.
I've got a rubbish folder and I've got a trash. The trash is empty. So the rubbish folder has been mapped to the bin.
I think that must be the same for me then.
Yeah.
I've got junk mail and I've got some stuff in there. Although that looks very, very different. That does look incredibly different than the other one. Maybe it's because you don't get a preview. Anyway, I'll leave it be. No, I was making the point that I switched to the new view. And it is very nice. And you get the calendar down the right-hand side in a column, which looks great. The mail handling's great. Even the focused thing works well.
Where do you switch?
top right corner.
Well, the question mark is.
Hmm. Clearly, Mike's got the old view. No. Go into the preferences and try it from there. When you're in it, you get out of it that way. Are you up to date? Have you got new Outlook in there? Or would it be under help? Mmm, that's interesting. I'm not seeing it. In mine, it's in the top right-hand corner.
Oh. Maybe I have not been selected.
But we're both the same, aren't we? I would have thought you were.
Hmm.
But what the point I was making was, if you switch to the new one, you lose access to contacts, tasks, and what's the other one?
Notes.
Notes. So you don't get any of those, which is a bit poor.
I've started using the, well, I haven't, I've just installed it, Outlook app on my work phone, on my work iPad.
Have you noticed Mike's language? I've started using, well, no, actually, I've not, I've just installed it. You do that a lot.
No, because I don't turn my work, don't tell anyone, I don't turn my work phone on.
Does anybody have the number for your work phone?
Yeah, my boss.
Exactly, don't it? I'm sure you'll hear him if he wants something.
It was
something.
Bought for delivering training and demos and doing videos. It wasn't bought as a communication device.
Which is just as well. Oh, I love that. I guess what I had delivered today. I did actually have a delivery, but unfortunately I had to... I had to open it because I needed to use it. But guess what got delivered today? I wonder if Jonathan would know. Jonathan might have a good stab at it. Jonathan's busy tonight. But if he's on catch-up later, what have I got? What's absolutely critical to the functioning of the show? Apart from microphones and arms and software and hardware and lighting and everything else, there's something absolutely critical to the running of the show. And I needed to order more today. Rachel sent a picture, only I can't see what it is. I'm getting notifications.
Oh.
You know what arrived, don't you? You didn't until I opened them. Then he did.
Her new work shoes.
They're her new work shoes, are they? Let me have a look. Oh, they're cool. Look at the size of them. They must be like a size 2. Bless her. Well, they are fab.
I know what arrived today.
We didn't get a Morrison's delivery, did we?
No.
Oh, my plant arrived, didn't it?
Yeah.
I got my a gift. Got a gift placed through the door. It's like a blue plant, isn't it? Somebody on here is going to know precisely what that is. But to me, my heart sank. I thought, oh God, it's alive. And I've got to keep it that way.
Something else for you to kill. Is my rose still alive?
Absolutely. Have they ever seen the rose? I could do the rose. And it still smells like a rose. That's rather cool.
That's because it doesn't need tending to.
Exactly. That's perfect for me. It's in a glass box and all I need to do is look at it.
And it's a real rose before you're thinking it's plastic.
Yeah, it's a real rose and it just stays alive.
That's why I bought it for
somebody
you.
Somebody knows me incredibly well. But I looked at it and I thought, I don't let it die. Rachel bought it. So I don't need a cleaner, you know. I can live without a cleaner. But I really do need somebody to organise potted plants so they don't die. It's only a matter of time before it goes, I'm telling you. Oh, after 2 months of searching for our mum's favourite hand soap, Kim's finally got some. Brilliant. Which one is it? Would I know it? I've just done the alternative thing. If you remember when all of this fiasco started, we couldn't buy soap and we were desperate for just to make sure we got enough soap in, basically. I mean, obviously, when you let the dog out, everybody's petting the dog and you've got to clean the dog. So I got some washing up liquid that smelt absolutely gorgeous. I love apple and it smelt like apple. And then I got another one with, what's the orange one?
I don't know.
It smells gorgeous. So I finally persuaded Mike to finish one of the bottles off so I can empty this fairy washing up liquid into it. And you know, it looks fabulous. It's bright orange and in the bathroom, it looks amazing. But we're washing our hands that much, it's needed. Soft soap with aloe. Sounds beautiful. That sounds gorgeous. We managed to get, 2-3 bottles? the last time we went out to Tesco's that night, and that kind lady was putting stuff out.
Oh yeah.
But no, we've one thing we've not bought, Anthony. We've not found any hand sanitizer anywhere. Luckily, for years and years and years, I bought hand sanitizer, usually from the pound shops. We have shops over here, Kim, where everything's a pound. Like, don't you have dollar something? I think I've seen some YouTube videos on, is it dollar bucket or something like that? But these pound shops had hand sanitizer in. And because I'm touching the inside of computers all the time upstairs, many years ago, probably about 20, 25 years ago, I started buying hand sanitizer. Nobody else in the house used it. It was just for me. And then the price started going up. This was a good couple of years ago.
Dollar stores in the US.
There is one, but there's a definite... If somebody said the name of it, I'd say that's the one.
Only $1?
No, it was dollar something.
Dollar Tree.
I've heard of Dollar Tree. Basically on videos, craft videos, where people are getting like boxes from there instead of the expensive ones. But I thought there was another one, dollar something or something dollar.
In Japan, they're called 100 yen stores.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Toronto, my favourite is Dollarama.
Nope, that wasn't the one either. Oh, they have dollar stores. Well, I used to get my hand sanitizer from there. So I'd be like, oh, and get me 6 bottles of hand sanitizer. So as we were coming up to this calamity, I said to Mike, get some hand sanitizer. So he went in Tesco's and bought 2 bottles. I'm like, Mike, like 22 bottles. This was like end of January, early February. And they've had none since. But I do have some stuff in a basket that I might. I won't do the checkout tomorrow night with working with colour. People would get freaked out. But I might do it on Friday. Depends if I've already done it or not. But I did put some stuff in. So let me have a look at Morrison's and see if they've actually got hand sanitizer. My money's going to be no, they've not. No, they've not. Let's have a look. No, they have hand gel, which is Baylis and Harding, and something called Botanical Garden Hand Wash. I mean, basically, it's soap. I wonder if it's under gel. Should I put hand gel? I've got lots for that. So the second thing that comes up when I put hand gel is Listerine antibacterial mouthwash. I wasn't aware they were interchangeable. Just saying. No, they haven't got any hand sanitizer. I reckon it's going to be years before we see hand sanitizer again. Where did you get yours from? They're now selling water and calling it gel wash. £3.50 a bottle. Really? There's lots of pages though, but no hand sanitizer. Where's that fairy washing up liquid? There's one, eucalyptus, but I think that's a little bit pungent myself. Let's find out which one it was because it looks fantastic. Fairy. There's one. There it is. Citrus liquid. So it's like peachy. It's really nice, but obviously I don't want a bottle in the bathroom that says fairy washing up liquid. People will lock me up. Ah, there you go. Asda, spam email the other day offering 100ml for £9. Did you hear about that child early on in this, before the schools were closed down? Managed to get hold of a couple of bottles and was charging the kids 50 pence for one squirt. Got sent home. Little entrepreneur there. but there you go, Mike. Asda, have they got any hand sanitizer? Seeing as though Mike's got a slot. I like the fact that Mike gets the slot and then we can decide what to put in it. I have to decide what I want.
Yeah, but come Saturday,
they might not have any, obviously, like all the other stuff of ours. But we're not going to starve, are we? We're absolutely not going to starve. Tonight, I'm going to be having my birthday cake, the one that Kaz brought round. It was far too full yesterday. But tonight is the night after the show. So I should do a bit of a video of that, shouldn't I? He'll just be like me going, oh. But I'll take a couple of pictures. It does look gorgeous and it smelt beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Antibacterial hand wash.
Yeah, but that's wash, isn't it? It's not hand sanitizer. No. Well, there you go. Anthony said they've got some. Oh, Tracy's in. Hello, Tracy. Can't find alcohol for cleaning tech for love nor money. Mm. Oh, now gloves. We do have gloves. What sort of gloves are you looking for? We can't get over here the kind of packets of disposable gloves, like 100 in a packet, not without waiting for like 2 months. But Morrison's did have some like very thin rubber gloves, which would be rewashable, and they were only 44 pence.
No, there's nothing here.
No, Mike hasn't, can't find any. We are going to have to break out that vodka, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mike's already on the wine. Don't know if you can tell. I'm being accosted here with Greek-style yoghurt, Mike. And Cadbury's Friends Heroes, 16 treat-sized packs. No, I put in hand sanitizer, didn't I? And that's what it comes up with. I do worry. I do seriously, seriously worry about them. Do you know what else they sell, Mike, that I had no idea about?
No.
Philips Hue light bulbs.
No. Oh.
£120. There's three of them, but even so, criminal prices, isn't it? I must leave the Morrison's thing alone, otherwise I start seeing things that I shouldn't be looking at. We were talking about Bobby Tracy earlier, weren't we?
We were.
Now Tracy's in.
I said that was named after Tracy.
Yep.
But Tracy's named after Bobby Tracy.
Yeah. Get it the right way around, Mike.
Yeah.
We were saying that Mike's father had written a book all about pottery down there. And Mike's just found it on Amazon, £40. I think you should tell your mother tomorrow morning. I think that'd be fabulous. She'd be thrilled it's still available. So what else new is there on the tech front? Silence from Mike's quarter. Have you not got any new toys you're playing with?
No.
Oh, Mike, there's got to be something.
I tried installing Office 64-bit on my work laptop and it said it failed.
Oh.
I've not been in there to have a look.
Oh, you know you're talking about this update that's out from Apple?
Yeah.
This is 13.5, isn't it? iOS 13.5.
Mm.
Don't know if they fixed this, but it was something I was going to talk about on MacBytes. When it was in beta and people installed it on their devices... It says, doesn't it, with COVID-19 features. Well, those features are the tracking stuff. That's actually interesting. If that photo's come from Apple of that phone and it's got quite a few of their apps on it, it's actually got Ulysses and Notion on it as well. That's rather cool.
No, that's probably the...
I don't think that's going to be Apple because it's got Gmail on it as well.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, probably
no,
not then.
That's probably the writer's phone.
And Gadget. Anyway, when they put these features in, it was in beta... I'm not overly keen on the idea of tracking because I look after myself and I would never put anybody else at risk. So if I'm in the house all day, I don't want Apple tracking me because I don't want to end up in a situation where a delivery person has dropped something off. A delivery person then gets COVID and then I'm being mithered to go for tests when I was in the house. But, you know, according to them, I was like 2 feet away. But that was on the other side of the glass. So I'm a little bit reticent with that. If I were going out, maybe, but if I'm in the house, not happening. Anyway, the COVID tracking was turned on by default. Don't know what you think about that, Mike, but I think that's criminal.
Not on that.
No, Apple, bang it. There's Apple. You know Apple. We'll put our badge on with pride. Privacy, privacy, privacy. And the next minute, you're pinging all and sundry with a COVID thing. That's like something that's coming in the UK today. And it was one of those moments, Mike, where I sat there and thought, thank God she's dead. My mother, because she would have gone absolutely orbital with this one. She would. Did you hear about the donor thing?
No.
In the UK, we've had donor cards for years and years. If you die, you can leave your organs, etc. But they still need to ask your family. But if you've got the card, your donor card kind of signifies the fact that you've agreed to it. Then they put it on the driving licences, didn't they? Which worked really well for mine. Because my driving licence is from 1985 and has never been updated since. So my driving licence is paper. A paper copy with my old postcode on. A signature from when I was 17, and it's never been updated. But a driving licence now is a plastic card and has your photo on it. Mine doesn't. I remember taking my driving licence in the year my gran died, which was 1990, No, 1998.
Can't suppose the figures.
We were hiring a car. So by this stage, my driving license was 13 years old. And there was a bit of a kid there. And I handed my driving license over. And she looked at it and she said, "What's that?" I said, "It's my driving license." She turned to this guy behind the counter. So she must have been about, 20? Mm. Turned to this guy and he went, "Oh, I've not seen one of those in a while." She said, is it valid? He said, "Oh, yeah." And she said, but, he said, "No, it's fine. And he had to take it out of the wallet and show her how to use it. Because on the back, it would have the endorsements. I still have that. But they changed it so you could sign the donor form. Hello, Jonathan. Hey, Johnny I is in the house. Well, today the rules changed. And today you're presumed to give consent for your organs to be harvested. My mother was not up for that at all. It freaked her out. Do you know why it freaked her out?
No.
In the 70s, it was probably about the mid 70s, one of the, you know, like World in Action or Panorama, these are like quality documentaries on our mainstream TV. They did an expose of people who had been declared dead. And this, I mean, the story was pretty similar, but I'll focus on the particular one that was the end of it for my mother. They'd been declared dead and they were taken down to wherever they go to have the organs harvested. And one of the nurses was there and kind of like a very kind nurse was like looking after the person because they're not dead at this stage, are they? And she noticed the person couldn't move. So, you know, obviously dead. They weren't dead. There was just one tear came down because they were conscious enough to hear everything that had been going on and that they'd been declared dead and they were about to be carved up while they were still alive. Well, my mum watched that and that was the end of that. That was not happening. And people used to say to her, "Oh, but you'd feel differently if you needed an organ." You know my mother. "Oh, no, I wouldn't." She never did. She thought that was absolutely horrific. Mm. I mean, it does make you wonder how that can happen. You'd like to think it wouldn't happen. But when I see these American dramas, one that I saw not long ago was Chicago Med, and there was this episode. There was somebody there and they weren't dead. This needed to be understood. They were not dead. And their family were with them. And then there were two other patients in like the vicinity, looked after by two different doctors, and the doctors were scrapping over the organs of the person who wasn't dead. Doctors get far too invested, don't they, in their patients, and they then treat the would-be donor as a piece of meat. The laugh of this programme was that the donor pulled through. So it's a good job. They hadn't decided who was getting the organs.
True.
Oh, yes, that happened today. So anyway, put a smile on my face as it reminded me of my mum. I knew exactly what she would have to say. Oh, Boots have got hand sanitizer, Mike.
I've seen it.
Excellent. Might have to head off to Boots then.
You're going out to Boots?
Hmm?
You're going out to Boots?
Boots deliver. Boots deliver.
They do, yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Because we said we'd have to put an order in, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ages ago. Mm. It's a bit weird because Boots is a UK chemist. So it's not like buying from a shop that's got like a huge range of stuff. It's all medical type stuff and makeup and that's about it. So no, I don't think I've ever... Or did I once? Did I buy something for Dad when he was ill? And they deliver it. Most of the time you wouldn't bother. Most of the time you go to Amazon, but Amazon prices for hand sanitizer, you might as well just give them a kidney. It'd be cheaper. So yes, how did your game go, Jonathan? You've got to spend several minutes in the company of a person to get an alert. That wouldn't have happened today with a deliverer. He literally threw the parcel on the step and ran, and I actually saw him run off. He must have been on time and motion or something. He was there all of 2 seconds. Hopefully not, but there's already been a catastrophe, hasn't there?
So I can keep clicking the plus button to add this hand gel to my basket. And then as soon as I stop, it changes it to 2. Because that's the maximum you can have. I got it to something like 40.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike's got a new game. Get hold of the hand sanitizer. Yeah, it's not worth it for two, is it? Because you'll then have to pay about £19 delivery.
£3.50 or free when you spend over 30 quid.
Well, I'd spend over £30 on hand sanitizer, but seeing as I could only buy the two. Oh, leave it. We've got enough.
If we bought two each and said we lived at the same address.
You're still not going to get that to £35, not with a handful, you know.
We try all these things, don't we, in the dollar shops, when you can only have two packets of headache pills.
I know. The thing was, years ago, you could buy as many bottles of pills as you liked. And these, my dad used to take paracetamol for headaches.
Yeah, then health and safety got
involved. He would buy a bottle of 200, but mum would say, can you give me three of those? And they would hand over 600 pills. Now, you're lucky if you can get 10.
Yeah.
All we do is go into the store, look like we're not together, and then go through the checkout separate. Although there was one, was it Tesco, and she let you put them through in separate transactions?
Yeah.
Thing is, that'd make me lose the will to live faster than it would just put the pills through. I wasn't suicidal to start with. I was stockpiling in case there was ever a lockdown. I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah. Oh, Johnny's lift's been fixed.
Yes, that was yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
No, it's today.
Oh, they actually fixed it today. I thought it was...
Now he can sleep at night.
I thought that was done yesterday. I know he appeared yesterday, didn't he? Kim says they're dramas. They're so far off. I certainly hope so. Thing was, this thing that my mum watched wasn't. It was a really well-respected thing, and it was in the papers for weeks and weeks. And it turned into sort of other people saying the same about being given, they must be like muscle relaxant drugs. I worked on many, many cases as a lawyer, where particularly C-sections, but there were other operations where the patient had been wide awake. I remember when I went in and they said, you have to have an operation. And I'm like, no. Because I was literally at that point, I'd been working on these cases. And thankfully, I was that bad. I nearly died. It was that bad. It was that bad. They could not get me up and do like a full check. So she said, I'm not going to ask you to get out of bed. You know, you're in too much pain. She said, but can you tell me what you weigh? And I'll put it on the chart. Well, I was there and I added a stone and a half. I didn't wake up for like 3 days because the anaesthetic went by weight. But I tell you what, I was asleep. They'd get done for that these days, wouldn't they?
They would.
Yeah. I thought, just shove a pillow up it and add a stone and a half. That'll do. I was determined I would be asleep, and asleep I was. And then as I was coming round, they were like, she really should be more awake now. And I'm frantically trying to keep my eyes open. But yeah, I cheated. Naughty. Oh, a sensor on your forehead to see how unconscious you are. That must be new. Certainly didn't have that in my day when I was doing those. Let's have a look. So is the lift totally fixed now? It's not vibrating or anything. You get to sleep. That's what our postman at work was like at the start. The pandemic took the parcel like it was a bomb. This one was weird because it was Amazon. So obviously it gave me a delivery slot, which is quite broad for Amazon. It was about 4 hours, I think. And it said from 2:15 till 6:15, 7 o'clock, something like that. But it gets narrower as they go through the day. So at this stage, it's saying it's 6 stops away. But it was also saying from the map that the delivery van was outside the pub, which obviously is closed. So I'm leaning out the window because I can see the pub from here. And I thought, I don't see a van. Anyway, he moved up a bit and I thought, there's the white van. And I'm watching him, and I don't think it was the driver. I think there must have been. These are independent drivers that work like on a 0 hours contract for Amazon. I think there must have been two of them. And the idea being that if one did the driving and concentrated on that, the other would do the deliveries. But I'd already seen him run up other people's paths and throw the stuff on the floor and then dive back in the van. So it, honestly, I mean, he must have done about 50,000 steps a day, this poor lad. He was. I saw him run up the path and I didn't realise he hadn't actually put it in the porch until Mike came back and he was hyperventilating that the Amazon man had left it outside. So I apprised you, didn't I, of the fact he seemed to be on you time did. And motion. And no harm done. No one guessed what it was. Jonathan, I've had a delivery and I would have left it for Friday, and it is totally related to getting a show out of the door, but I had to open it because I needed it today. What is it? In fact, I did use the term them. So you have a guess before I spill the beans. It's a something that there's more than one of. I couldn't possibly tell you how many, though. But it's more than half a dozen. Is it for after hours? I certainly do use it in after hours. And I use it in MagBytes, and I pretty much use it all the time for loads of stuff. Can't give you any more clues than that, or it would be a total giveaway.
A mouse.
A mouse. I would say I'm likely to buy a mouse from Amazon, but yeah, probably. Because I pretty much buy everything from Amazon, don't I? Including, they only let me have two of something today for tomorrow delivery. So I went into Mike's account and ordered two in there. Mike then gets an email to say thank you for your order. And I hadn't bothered telling him what it was because I thought, well, it'll be in the email. He gets this email. It doesn't tell him what it is. I could have ordered anything, couldn't I?
You could.
It's all right. It was Dioralite. Anthony says he doesn't think it's cables. Oh, Jonathan, spot on. I knew Jonathan would know. Post-it notes. Because my post-it notes, I'm down to I was using a little packet of pink things, which are a bit garish. But I've had these cheap ones that I use that I stick on paper, but they don't stick well to the desk. So result for Jonathan. He guessed spot on. So I've now got 24 packets of post-it notes. There you go. It is indeed skill, Jonathan. Lateral thinking. Jonathan knows me too well. Everyone else, including Mike, still thinking, not a clue. So who's done this 13.5 thing and can tell me if the COVID thing's on or off? I haven't done that yet, not that I'm aware of. It might have done it by itself behind my back. These things happen. Oh, and I've got a lovely thing to show you on Friday as well. Oh, I've got notifications now from Apple News. Oh, let's have a laugh. What's this one that I desperately need to know? Can you still retire early? And more unmissable money stories. Do you know, if I don't disable the notifications on here, the phone's going out the window. What was I looking up, Mike, on here? Oh, yes, well, I had it updated. That was what I was looking up. General about... 13.4.1. Oh. So I now need to do that. Any news of it being a calamity? If you could predict the lottery numbers as easily. I think we should all buy a lottery ticket. We could all retire, you know. If we won like 10 million, we could spread it out equally and all retire. What would you do with yourself if you could retire, Mike?
No idea.
Exactly what you're doing right now, probably. We just, without the added pressure of having to think about your boss and whether he might ring that phone that you never look at.
He's that turned one. Off. He won't get very far.
No, he wouldn't, would he? And you wouldn't get any, like, email or anything.
No.
No, he'd just ring you on your normal one. He's got the number, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah, I don't think bosses should be allowed mobile numbers. I wouldn't give my boss my mobile number. Remember all those years ago? I got this phone that I'd got when I was at college because of an incident that had happened. Well before mobile phones were common. 1992 it was. And I then started work. And it was so expensive to make a call, you never actually used it, but it was in my bag. And when Mike got to work, he would give me two rings and I'd know he was at work and he was safe. Well, my boss realised I had a mobile phone, didn't I? Oh, well, just give me the number and I'll ring it. I said, no. And he said, well, you know, I'm only going to ring it. I said, no. And he was like, well, what's the point in having a phone if nobody uses it? And I said, my friends can use it. I said, I'm not giving you the number. He was horrified, the look on his face. And he went, why not? I said, when you pay the bill, you can have the number. Until then, no. And he said, but you might need to ring me from court. I said, if I rang you from court, I'd be in the cells in 2 minutes flat. I said, there's a payphone outside. I'm quite happy to use that. I said, unless you want me to ring you and then I'll bill you for it. And obviously, these things were like £2.50 a minute. Came round to my way of thinking in the end. So Anthony says he works for a charity, so he'd do what he does now, but for free. That's how I feel. I just do what I do now. I don't ever see me retiring. I love what I do far too much. I have far too much fun with my tech. Would never, ever, ever want to retire. But, you know, our friends are like, oh, I can't wait till retirement. You remember when you were at the police?
Mm.
Every police officer could tell you to the second. Yeah. And they'd say, wouldn't they, at the beginning, you know, I've done X number of years and I retire in 3 years, 42 days and 5 hours, 17 minutes. And you're like, whoa. I mean, I know it's a stressful job, but even so, you'd imagine you go into a job for reasons that are important to you. Clearly not. Clearly not. They were all like that. I think Jonathan, you know what? Your luck could be in this week. It might be worth getting a lottery ticket. What would you do, Jonathan, if you won the lottery? Would you carry on doing what you're doing? Or would you buy the company? That's a good one, isn't it? Have you heard this about Facebook bringing out a rival to Zoom?
No.
Not joking. It's in your Instagram inbox. What's it called? Create a room, a messenger room.
Oh, I have. Somebody mentioned that the other day.
It's like...
At work.
Do you think they've named it as in, like, get a room?
Yeah.
It's the most unfortunate name.
Yeah, we were on a workplace meeting.
And they thought it would be a good idea to do it on Instagram.
No, he reckons that it's probably coming to workplace if it's in Facebook.
The thing is, they could then ditch Zoom and save a fortune. But I'm not sure I trust it. And people are... Zoom's like an external standard as well as an internal, isn't it?
Yeah, well, don't tell the Catinians. They're only just getting used to Zoom.
Oh, I'm not having the Catinian argument about Facebook. Every one of them is like, I'm not going on Facebook. And then the grandkids are there posting photos and the next minute they're on Facebook. Like they never said a word, just saying. So Jonathan would buy the company, but he'd take a holiday. Oh, where would you go if you could go anywhere on holiday, Jonathan? I think I'd go to Scotland. We were talking about Scotland last night. Mm. Up St Andrew's Way, just north of Edinburgh. I'd like to see the Scottish countryside. I think Lola would love that.
I think she would.
I think Mayo would have loved it.
Yeah.
Mayo got to go up there. And he always loved a Scottish accent, did Mayo? He did. So, but for me, anywhere cold. So where's cold at the minute? Because that's where I need to be. Thailand, New Zealand and Australia. Oh, you can meet up with Alistair in New Zealand. In fact, you know, we've got quite a lot of listeners from New Zealand.
We have.
Considering it's smallish.
Yeah.
Quite a few. If you won the lottery and moved to Scotland, we did seriously think of doing that. Mm. I could be persuaded if the internet was good enough now. I could. Scotland is peaceful and beautiful. It is. Rural, rugged, but nice. Gorgeous. So, yeah, I do like Scotland, must admit. I was saying that when we went up there and we had that Chinese every night in that empty restaurant.
Oh, I like that.
The one that used to open just for us.
Yeah.
That it was quite close to St Andrews and I wish I'd gone to see it. We need to go again. Because if we go up to Edinburgh, you know who we can go see, don't you, Mike? We could go visiting in Edinburgh. He's going to think it's the panda, aren't you? Obviously, I would want to see the pandas.
Yeah.
But who else could we visit? He's forgotten who lives in Edinburgh. Who was born on Christmas Day and has fur and 4 feet. And is called Sammy.
Oh, yes.
And he lives at Dogs Trust in Edinburgh. Yeah. He's probably got a Scottish accent as well. Simon's seriously considering winning the lottery. Finish your training. Yeah, that's tomorrow, Jonathan. That's tomorrow. That's why I'm not panicking yet. It's all in hand. We've got a marooned at 7. But we've not got the pleasure of Mike, have we? Because you've got a meeting of your own. Then we're doing the clap for carers, or in Jonathan's case, Claxon for Isaacs, at 8. That'll probably take us up to about 10 past, when we'll come back in, we'll finish marooned, and then I'll do a quick change like Mr. Ben, and then we'll go straight into Affinity Publisher. That's the one. Yeah, come back to me now, Affinity Publisher. I've been saying designer all day. I'll probably carry on saying it tomorrow. Is our lottery nationwide or by region? We have a national lottery. It came in 1994. We did not have a lottery until 1994. When it came in 1994, we had one draw on a Saturday night. We now have half a gazillion different types of lottery, but there's still this big draw on a Saturday night, and there's also a midweek one on a Wednesday. You did, and you brought me back that box from the Panda Chinese too. Mm. I saw the pandas in London Zoo. Well, there was only one panda. Oh, it's gorgeous. I keep threatening to go up to Edinburgh, but then things keep happening. And then I don't never go, but I need to go. Mind you, I've got Panda Cam to keep me company. We also have something called the Postcode Lottery, don't we? But I'm not quite sure what that is.
I have no idea.
I think that's a private company thing rather than being a national thing. It used to be Camelot that ran the national lottery. But I'm not sure who runs it now. We've also got scratch cards as well, which came in with the National Lottery. They were from the same company, I believe. But again, I don't do those either. And people who stand in a queue for lottery tickets, you know, like 4,700 of them on a Saturday, annoy me. And there should be a separate checkout. But companies clearly can't be bothered employing one extra employee to do a job. And you're waiting to pay for petrol behind people who are trying to buy 300 weight of bananas and get national lottery tickets. And they do annoy me, because you have to fill them in first. And it should be as simple as handing over the money and them swiping the card. But it seems to be like, and I want 4 of those and 5 of these, 27 of those. Now, can I have some scratch cards? And I need the gold ones for here and the silver ones for there. And then there's the special one with the bucket on the front. And I'm like, for God's sake, just buy them and get out of the way. It's very complicated, far more complicated than it needs to be. So you have state lotteries with mega lotteries. I think I saw one, Kim. Was it about 140 million or something? It's a crazy amount of money. And it must have rolled over, something like that. I can't imagine having that kind of money. Oh, with money comes problems. You only need enough to be comfortable. More than that, and then you're not comfortable. That's when you start getting other problems. There was a guy who won the lottery over here, and he was about 2 years later. Stayed with a wife, so they had like quite a unit. It wasn't one of these that ran off with the au pair. But he only lived about 2 years, and then he died, and he said he found it very stressful. Easy that much. Wow. Wow. If that's won like every week, do you hear like stories of the person who won it? We get the odd one or two. We usually hear like who won it, but then down the line you'll hear like what happened, that either their family disintegrated or they got ill, and you're thinking, yeah, winning money, not a good idea. Just give it away to charity and be done with it. Do you know what I do with it, Mike? Pay for the church roof, shut the bishop up. I don't know what the bishop's doing right now.
I'm thinking today.
Mm.
Not going to be a summer fair, is there?
No.
That's another chunk of money gone.
Yep. Mm. Well, there's no summer fairs. There's no money going in from the teas and coffees every week. You know, the teas and coffees could generate, the ones who donate it to the church, it's a couple of hundred a month, isn't it? What else is there? No raffle tickets for anything. So, and the piety shop isn't open. True. So the income must have dropped by about 70%, I would reckon.
Oh, Kim, my kind of girl.
Oh, Kim, way. Ice cream on Kim.
Yes. Hungry now.
We could buy the factory, the ice cream factory.
Yeah. Mm.
I certainly wouldn't sit there with the money.
From Savory's.
I'd try and do good with it.
Business has dried up, he was saying last night.
I'm not surprised, because you can't get the ice cream out to people. Mm. Although, you know, ice cream vans.
Yeah, but people can't go out, can they?
Well, they're not supposed to, but, you know, I got cake yesterday. Really? So they are doing.
When did you last hear an ice cream van? I've heard more police car sirens.
That's very true round here. But on the Mass over Easter weekend, the deacon sent it to me and he put a note in it and he said, sorry, there's the ice cream van going past. And I thought, what's the ice cream van doing out? This was like the second week of lockdown. But the ice cream van had stopped outside the church with the music playing to attract people out to buy ice cream.
That's irresponsible.
At the time, it was chucking it down and it was freezing. Yeah, the last ice cream's the last thing you'd want. Unless, of course, he was serving like illicit alcohol from the back or something.
Or doing illicit haircuts.
Oh, yes, he could have been doing illicit haircuts. Could have been anything, couldn't it? I think you're right, Anton. I think you could make a huge difference with that. That's just the thing to do with it. What's the point? You know what people would say to me? Oh, you could have 14 cars. One that moves is fine by me.
We ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
Right now.
What difference does it make? You just need enough to be comfortable.
Mm.
I might get a decent computer. That might be an idea.
I would say, what's wrong with the one you've got? But the answer's plenty.
Can you hear the fans?
It's an iMac.
It's an iMac and the fans are going crazy. No, I'd probably go for a Mac Pro if he had that kind of money. So I'd keep a few thousand back for that. But you don't need 10 million.
You don't. I'd have Neo or Duo.
You reckon? Well, then
I don't know.
Then you could buy stuff like that. But, you know, there's only so much you can use.
Yeah.
It's like you buy something, like all these YouTubers, like I was saying to you. There's a YouTuber and when he went out and he bought an 11-inch iPad, a 12.9-inch iPad and a brand new MacBook Pro. And he does the reviews and he does videos on them. So he's generating money by monetizing his videos. And then he sent the whole lot back. And I'm thinking that's just really not fair that on Apple, that.
No.
I mean, in lockdown, if you really genuinely can't decide between the 11-inch and the 12.9, I can at least understand that and send one bag. Even that's a bit on the dicey side. But three? It's a wonder they don't blacklist him. Why should somebody who's doing that with kit get the first pick and they get the kit when somebody like Jonathan should get it first, because once he's got it in his hands, it's going nowhere. I know he's told himself he could send it back, but let's be honest, we all know it's going nowhere. I could buy the wheels. Spot on, Kim. Oh, there's a delivery.
I've just seen it.
It's not for us, is it?
No.
Oh, can't we go and mug him? Have you got anything that does nobody wants?
What do you want?
Hand sanitizer. He's probably got none of that.
Well, apart from hand sanitizer, what do you want?
I'm going to have my birthday cake anytime soon, I'm telling you.
That was a bird.
It was a bird.
Massive bird.
He's on nesting somewhere. He left South Korea today. Excellent, Jonathan. So it's only really got to get from there to here. And it's Thursday tomorrow. So it's looking good for Friday. How did you get on with the...
South Korea's a long way.
Yeah. Well, it's not like the flights are full, is it? You know, just saying, it's probably going to go in first class with a seat of its own. With its own champagne. Do you know those flights, Emirates, where they've got like pods? He's probably travelling better than I've ever done.
I hope it's 2 metres away from its another.
Its
parcel.
Next brethren. Yeah. Oh yes, that's gonna be tricky, Jonathan. How are you going to sanitise it on its way in? Mike's taken to having like a damp towel and wiping everything down. But last night he took in a birthday card for me. And then we did the show. And when he said, that card's still there. And I said, well, give it to me. It was sopping wet. I said, Mike! The envelope was a bit on the dicey side.
Better than getting COVID.
That's true. Absolutely. Ooh, well, I've got lots of prep to do for tomorrow night, haven't I? And lots of birthday cake to eat, so I better go and do it. You know, like, it's number one item on my to-do list. Eat birthday cake. I will take photos, though. I will. I promise I will. Jonathan says his dream was it was held in North Korea. UPS wouldn't deliver it. I had to go and collect it. Yeah, don't rate your chances with that, Jonathan. And can I just mention the 14-day quarantine when you come back? Mind you, 14 days in quarantine with your MacBook Pro, what's not to like?
The battery wouldn't last that long.
Well, I'm presuming they give you power and facilities. That's not a bad idea. It's better than being at work.
And what if they give you no internet connection?
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, dear, that's a problem.
You won't be able to download anything from the App Store.
Definitely not. No. But like Anthony said, at least you would have had a MacBook Pro. Oh, my. I think they're made in China, aren't they? They usually come out of the centre of China. Hopefully not near Wuhan. I think they usually have 2 or 3 stopovers. Somewhere like Korea, possibly Germany. Mine's stopped in Germany. I had one that went through Portugal. And I think I had one that went through Spain, but that was a long time ago. And then eventually it pitches up in Telford, isn't it? Is it Telford that it arrives? Where's the depot? Which was the pigs? It's Telford too, wasn't it?
Don't like Telford.
I loathe Telford with a passion. I'm never going back to Telford, ever. It's not Telford. It was a film made about two pigs who escaped.
Oh.
Or was it Telford?
Could have been Telford.
Let me find out. I won't settle till I find out where the pig film... Pigs film to... Escape. Right, let's have a look what it comes up with. Tamworth! Not Telford. Tamworth. The Tamworth 2.
Tamworth Triangle.
If you've never heard of the Tamworth 2, this one's worth a look at. I'll post that in. It was two pigs that escaped, and there was a movie made about it and everything. So, yes, it usually arrives at Tamworth, which is tantalisingly, 30-odd miles away. And then it sits there and sits there. But Jonathan should be there as soon as, because you're not waiting for a release day, are you, Jonathan? Ah, brilliant. Right, okay then. Well, I'm going to head off and gorge myself silly on birthday cake. Whilst prepping for tomorrow, it's tomorrow, Jonathan, 8:30. I had all these templates set up, but it says 7:45 for 8. And I've had to painstakingly change everyone because one of them... I'm going to miss. And somebody will be there with, where are you? So, 8:30. Might go earlier, though. Actually, I'm not quite sure what to do. Because I can't go that much earlier, can I? And if I go, then people are like, I didn't learn anything in the first 30 seconds of this video. Oh, I heard a classic today. I'll tell you that story tomorrow. All about YouTube and when it all goes wrong. We were talking about Snottergram comments. Ooh, it got naughty. Enjoy your walk with a lovely Kiva. Excellent, Jonathan. You're going to need to stock up on matchsticks, maybe, Jonathan. Ah, but you've got your klaxon. That should keep you going tomorrow. But for the moment, for today, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.